From the American Spectator, Feminism, the Nose Ring Theory, and Our Potential Extinction. I don't think we're going to go extinct, but there's definitely a depopulation agenda that is being pushed for, and that's all I'll say. I might make a standalone video on that at a later date. What the indoctrination of third-wave feminism has wrought, loneliness, it's not third-wave feminism. Feminism is feminism. There's no such thing as waves. There's no distinctions between any waves of feminism. They're all based on the same man-hating doctrine, the same foundational premise that men have oppressed women throughout history. So there's no real difference between any of these waves. They're all the same. All right. And who wrote this? Scott McKay. Okay, Scott, let's see what you got to say. I haves me an acquaintance. She's a lot younger than me. Did you bang her? Why would a man be even acquainted with a woman unless he's, going to hit that, or has hit that, or is hitting that? She's a lot younger than me. I like her. Why? Oh, she must be attractive. Yeah. Are you an orbiter? Are you an orbiter, Scott? Is that what you are? But she's one of those people who thinks she's a rebel by doing things which are annoyingly conventional for women her age. What do you mean? She's a young lady that embraces conservatism? Is that what she is? Okay. Annoyingly conventional. I mean, isn't the conventional thing these days to be an effinist and woke? I try not to hold that against her because it's quite clear she's been propagandized. Ah. Okay, so she's a wokey. Yeah, I guess that's conventional these days. And indoctrinated into a worldview she will hopefully discard. I don't know. Women are so insulated from the world. They're so, protected from reality. I don't know. I think she's smart enough to do that eventually. Yeah, I think that's wishful thinking, pal. And because I like to keep politics and even social commentary confined to my personal life, and out of my day-to-day life as much as I can, and because she certainly doesn't share my beliefs, at least not at this point in her life, when I see her, I try to steer clear of the heavy stuff. Who wants an argument when it's not necessary? Well, why are you friends with this person then? I mean, aren't friendships based upon similarities? Generally speaking, you're friends with people who are like you, who share your values, who have similar virtues. If she has completely, totally different values, and she's a wokey, and she's antithetical to you, value and virtue-wise, why the hell are you friends with her? Oh, she's probably attractive, nice to look at, and you're hoping that eventually you'll wear down her defenses and get into her pants. Yeah, good luck, pal. It ain't gonna happen. Woo! Yeah, this guy ain't all that red-pilled. Anyway, but the other day, I couldn't avoid it. Because the other day when I saw her, she whined to me that a male acquaintance of hers had told her that her nose ring, she actually has two, including the dreaded ring through her septum, was repellent. Yep, it is repellent. And women know that men find this repellent. If they don't know this, you must be living in some kind of like super bubble. I mean, I don't know how you could not. Well, that's true. A lot of women do live in bubbles, and they don't realize that men find this repellent. It's kind of sad, isn't it? I mean, that just says something about how little women actually care about what men want and how protected they are from reality, because the reality is most men find these nose piercings repellent and see it as a red flag, and it screams, avoid me, for anything other than friendship. And why would you want to be friends with a woman unless you're a pathetic loser, soy boy, beta male, orbiter? And even then, she'd have to be super attractive to overcome the repellent nature of the nose ring. That's so obnoxious, she protested. How can he tell me that? So you probably came on to him, were flirting with him, or asked him out, and he was honest with you, as men are want to do with women. They don't want to be honest with you because, generally speaking, you'll freak out if men are honest with you and call them names and maybe accuse them of something they didn't do. So, yeah. I said nothing. I just gave her a look as though to say, please, leave me out of this. Wow, he said, he's a nice guy? Yeah, nice guy. Well, he's not that nice. Was he actually? Well, if he was honest with her, he's not all that nice. Still a bit of a simp, though. Nevertheless, I used that deftly, I thought, as a means of escaping from the conversation. Oh, okay, so you're a wimp. You're a beta male. Okay, got it. You can't even be honest with her. He's afraid he'll lose his shot. Trust me, pal, you had no shot in the first place. But when's the Iranic Crossa piece by Tyler Durden? Tyler Durden? Isn't that the dude from Fight Club? Guy that made soap from human fat? Luxury soap? And used the proceeds from the luxury soap to fund a scheme to bring down the financial markets of the world? Okay. From a week ago at Zero Hedge, that dived into the nose ring question with far more boldness than I was willing to lay on Ashley. Ashley. Okay. As Durden notes, single men are exhausted with a certain tribe of females in America and other Western countries, and the thumbs are most certainly down. Yeah. They don't all wear nose rings, by the way, but it seems like most of them do. It's sort of their way of signaling to the world, hey, I'm a wokey. I'm a strong, independent woman. Of course, anybody that was strong and independent wouldn't feel the need to say they were strong and independent. So if you feel the need to say that, you're actually the exact opposite in most cases. But anyway, in this swiftly degenerating world of Western relationships, one factor above all others can be identified as the culprit. Ifanism. Okay, well, he's red-pilled enough to know that. Maybe he works with this chick. Maybe that's why he has to be acquainted with her. I don't know. The driving force behind, I'm not going to say third wave because it's all feminism. There's no such thing as good feminism, okay? Is not the pursuit of equal rights, which women already have. Yeah. By the way, they don't deserve them, so I don't even agree with that part. It's the pursuit of power. Yeah, it's all about power, of course. Of course it is. Like any communist movement, unilateral power over society is the end goal. Yeah. But it's a socialist movement, right? It's Marxist. Instead of cultural Marxism, it's just gender Marxism. But it's the same thing. When power is the goal, such movements naturally attract narcissistic people and inspire narcissistic behavior. Yep. How can the nuclear family function when the female half of the equation, which is supposed to act as the nurturing balance, is conditioned to become self-serving, egomaniacal, conflict-oriented, status-obsessed, victim-obsessed, and desperate for control? Well, it doesn't work, which is kind of the point. You can't extract that extra, tax money if the woman are in the home, yo. Can't, impoverish people and stop them from being able to become successful, save money, accrue wealth, start businesses that would then allow them to potentially compete with the powers that be if women are staying in the home and raising the kids. That takes half your population out of the workforce, yo. You're not able to tax as many people. You're not able to tax the same base of wealth at twice the rate as you are if women are in the workforce. Yeah. Today, 63% of men are single. Mm-hmm. With the majority not looking for a partner. Yeah, it's not worth it. The juice ain't worth the squeeze, man. Okay? Guys like me have realized that, all right? By the year 2030, 45% of Western women between the ages of 25 and 45 will be single and childless. They'll be spinsters and proud of it, right? No. That's cope. It's a demographic disaster. It's the end of civilization as we know it. No. It's just the end of whitey. They want to get rid of whitey. They want to get rid of affluent Western nations and impoverish everybody under one tyrannical world government, which will be limited in population size, i.e. less people are easier to control. Basically a big gigantic serf class, the return of the feudal era in many ways. Feminism is the key to creating this crisis because it disrupts the basic biological and psychological imperatives of men and women. Of course. It's not so easy to do with men, though. We have logic, we have reason, we're more independent, so we have better critical thinking skills. We tend to go our own way, become lone wolf if people try to get us to go one way, force us, we'll go the other, just to rebel, just to say, hey, mofo, you are not controlling me. Meanwhile, women, they're pretty easy to control, actually. Just present them with a false collective narrative. Look, this is what everybody believes. Look, this is what everybody's doing. Look, this is what everybody thinks. And because they're seeing it from the media, They're seeing it in all academia. It's being pushed by the government. They get this, essentially this ad populum fallacy where they believe everybody supports this stuff and women go along, they get along. They're natural collectivists. So, you know, they will latch on to whatever the current popular narrative is because it's being pushed by everybody. It's being pushed everywhere. So that's what they believe they need to do to get along and thereby get by and thereby acquire resources, get the resources they need to survive. Yeah, it's just playing to women's biologically determined imperatives, and then you control the men through the women. You can't control the men directly. No. It's like trying to herd cats. It doesn't work. But if you control the women and the reproduction through the women, then you can control the men by proxy. This is well documented, but beyond women using their prime years to pursue careers over marriage and family, well, don't forget the CC. They also ride the CC. They love the CC. The CC is so empowering until they find out it isn't, right? That empty hedonism doesn't really fill that void inside them. You can't fill emptiness with material things. Doesn't work. There is the factor of emotional and mental incompatibility with the vast majority of men. Well, because we don't want other men. at least the majority of us men don't. There are some homos out there, but even they don't want these empowered broads. They want dudes, right? Their wires are crossed. So, but most men don't want to be with other men. Even if modern women decided they prefer to find a man in 2025, most men don't want them. Yeah. This has led to, by the way, the men that do want these chicks, those chicks don't want them, okay? Because they're weak, they're vacillating, they're pathetic orbiters, and maybe if they're desperate enough, they'll get with some of these dudes if they have enough resources, but they'll resent the hell out of them and eventually leave them to try and recapture their youth and the attention and validation that they got in their 20s, which, you know, they deluded themselves into thinking they can find in their late 30s, early 40s, maybe even 50s. No. Unless time travel is invented and you can reverse the aging process, ain't happening, ladies. This has led to what some are calling the female loneliness epidemic. Yeah. A rise in women seeking relationships, but unable to find men willing to reciprocate. You mean fem cells? That's not really a thing, though. So you can't draw a corollary between the men and the women in this regard, because at least women at any age and any weight, they can get companionship, even short term. Men, though? Not so much. The vast majority of men, and it's becoming an ever larger majority, they can't get a woman, period, unless they're willing to pay for it. And I guess if they're willing to pay for it, then they're not technically an incel, because are you really an incel if you can get sex? Even if you have to pay for it, you're not really an incel. But I guess there are some men out there that can't afford a hooker, but am I allowed to say that on YouTube? Hooker? Prostitute? Lady of the night? Okay. I guess there are some men that can't afford that, but I don't know. There are some pretty cheap, I think even the poorest guy could save up for a streetwalker, so I don't know. But anyway, women are definitely not fem cells. There's no such thing. Because even if she's big and fat, there's guys that have a fat fetish. And if she's old, there's guys that have that too, that have an old fetish. And there's guys their age, you know, that'll hit it and quit it. So what are you ladies complaining about, huh? At least you're able to get somebody, Mr. Goodbar, for the short term, right? But anyway, and this is what you wanted. You push for liberation, ladies. That's, you push for giving the men the milk without having to buy the cow. So, you know, I don't know what you're complaining about. Within effinist circles, the word on the street is that men are no longer approaching. Well, I mean... Yeah, why would they? You told them not to. Haven't women been spending decades telling dudes don't approach me? But they don't even say the quiet part out loud, which is you can't approach me if you're hot and or have a lot of money, then you can approach me, right? They don't say that. They just say, don't approach me. Don't come up to me in public. Okay, men, listen. You reap what you sow. This is a trend that is visible in many European countries, in Canada, in Australia, where effinism has been allowed to spread beyond universities and into vital social structures. Men wait for women to approach, or they avoid women altogether. Yeah. Yeah, by the way, who wants a woman that approaches them? I mean, I guess I wouldn't mind, I suppose. But what are the odds that if she approaches me, she's not really masculine and an effinist? It's highly unlikely. Highly unlikely that she's going to be feminine and the type of woman that you would want. The theories are numinous. Effinists claim men are losing their masculinity. You took it away! You've been telling men for years, be more emotional, be more feminine! Be more in your feminine! Be more vulnerable! You're too toxically masculine! Don't be this, don't be that! And now you're saying men are not what you told them not to be. And you're wondering, what's going on? This is what I mean. You want to control men? You want to socially engineer men? You do it through the woman, right? You use the woman as the delivery vehicle. And then men will try to adapt to give women what they want. And women have been telling men for years, we want men that are less masculine, i.e. less toxic. Well, men have acquiesced. So you're getting what you asked for, ladies. And are too frightened. The strong, independent woman. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's just cope, ladies. This is a bit of gaslighting and a bit of cope. Yeah. At no point do modern women ever consider the possibility that they're the problem. Of course not. Nor do they ever ask men to explain the situation. Why? Because they don't want to hear the truth. Correct. Yeah. Among the videos Durden includes to illustrate the growing consensus among men in the dating marketplace that certain women are untouchable from the standpoint of a candidate for a relationship is one of the Whatever Podcast, Brian Atlas's videos. Okay. Can check this out. Give me a sec. I want to make sure the... Okay, so... She's hideous. She has a tattoo on her throat. So we already know just from looking at her that she has really poor judgment, because anybody with half a brain would not put a tattoo on a part of their body that is not only visible, but it's generally taboo to put there. So the places there that it's socially acceptable to put a tattoo, if you're going to get one as a woman, and by the way, men don't like tattoos on women, generally speaking, but especially in this area where it's taboo, like on the face. That's a huge red flag. If a woman has a facial tattoo, you need to run away. But secondarily, taboo areas, like the neck. So right there, that screams red flag. She's got a gigantic nose ring. She doesn't have like one of the piercings through her nostrils. She's actually got it through the septum. And it's one of those actually cow leads. You know that these kind of nose rings were originally used for slaves and also for chattel. It would be put through the nose, and then there would be a rope put through that. And because it was so painful, if you pulled hard on it, it would be a good way to lead the animal. You know, it's very interesting that a woman would wear something like this when they proclaim to be strong and independent. You're essentially putting a ring through their nose that is used to lead and control unruly livestock. But I'm strong and independent. All right, let's see what this broad has to say.
The male loneliness epidemic is not real. There's a male loser epidemic, but there's not a male loneliness epidemic.
Yeah, yeah. Male losers, because you're a real winner, right, honey? With your unkept face and, you know, your unkept hair and the septum, gigantic septum ring, essentially going out of your way to uggify yourself and the butterfly on your throat. Oh, yeah.
They are just so fucking miserable and draining to be around. And then they're like, why don't girls want to date us?
They're draining and miserable to be around. Did you ever stop to think that maybe they're miserable because they're around you?
No! There's no correlate between their being miserable and in my presence.
Yeah, one has nothing to do with the other. Yeah. Okay, sweetheart. Cope away.
It's because you fucking suck. No one wants to hang out with you.
Right, okay, that's a bit of projection there. I think the truth is that nobody wants to hang out with you, certainly not men. But anyway, then Durden notes that the nose rings have become a definitive tale.
Correct!
One particular trend that has gone viral and has effinism rage is the nose ring theory, also known as septum ring theory. Yeah, so somebody is actually speaking the truth. And by the way, these were truths that men were saying, I was saying 9-10 years ago online. And only now are some mainstream individuals talking about this stuff because it's become acceptable, because the narrative has now been captured and controlled and gatekept out the wazoo. So now this is safe and okay to talk about, where if you talked about this 9-10 years ago, you would get shadow banned and literally banned off of YouTube, as I was back in 2017. The trend is based on an observable stereotype. The idea that many crazed effinists on social media tend to have the exact same physical characteristics. Yeah, blue hair, the face, the neck full of tattoos, the high-cut bangs, and of course they always seem to have septum rings. Don't forget being fat. They almost always seem to be fat as well. In their noses, men have noticed these similarities and are now avoiding any of these women with these features. Yep, good. Men are starting to learn. I'm glad. The theory is supported by the leftist habit of using symbolic identifiers, much like a cult would use to pick out other adherents in the crowd. Correct! Just like gay people wear like an earring and a certain ear to let other men know that they're gay, not that they have to. They have certain affectations, certain ways of carrying themselves and talking in a feminist, in a feminine manner that already tell you that they're gay. But anyway, when the pandemic mandates failed to garner enough public support in the U.S. and the mask requirements were abandoned, largely because the masks were proven to be useless, the political left continued to wear them anyway. Yeah. Anybody I see with a mask, I'm like, yeah, I know what your political leanings are. Why? Because the mask had become symbolic of the cult, a uniform for the woke. Correct. It's they're signaling virtue. They're virtue signaling to others. They're letting you know I'm better than you. I'm more virtuous than you. I care about your well-being more than you care about mine. You sicko. You're not wearing a mask, but I am. I'm better than you. Cheap virtue. That's all that is. It's virtue without any actual effort, which these people love because they're a bunch of commies. The septum thing is the new COVID mask. It's a signal to... No. It's been around for a long time, okay? Very long time. It's a signal to other believers that they are on the same side. It's women actually going against traditional norms of beauty. It's their way of saying, I don't care what you think is beautiful. In fact, I am going to rebel against what you consider to be normal, healthy beauty standards. Right? You think this is ugly? That's even more reason for me to wear this. Then there's the psychological concerns. Women with inordinate body modifications, including ample piercings and tattoos, are seen as by men as self-obsessed. They're damaged. They're wearing their damage on the outside in many cases. They want to do everything they can to, I call it, uggification. They want to uggify themselves. They want to make themselves as ugly as humanly possible to rebel and mock again. And to go against what is considered to be a traditional gender beauty norm, right? Self-obsessed, impulsive, or mentally incapable of settling for normality. Yeah. Nihilism is common, of course. Not to mention depression, manic unpredictability, and a lack of emotional intelligence. Reason. Yeah, I don't believe in emotional intelligence. I do believe in reason, but women have never really been steeped in reason to begin with. The fact that they're even less irrational, that they're less rational now than they used to be, though, that's true. In other words, they might be unhinged. Might be? This doesn't stop men from looking for a good time, but it does stop them from seeking a long-term relationship, yeah. Which women tend to equate as one and the same. They tend to mistake sexual interest as interest in something long-term, even if they know, like if they have the knowledge, even if they have the book knowledge, as it were, the learning to know, they've been taught that's the case, they still fall for it, especially with guys that, fit certain criteria, all the sixes, you know what I mean, gentlemen. And this is exactly it. Men are generally much worse at sending signals to women as to what is desirable and what is not than women are to men. Yeah, we're not as emotional. We're not as dependent on, the women as the women are on the men. Not in the same way. Anyway, the way that women are dependent upon the men requires them to be much more vocal about their wants and needs and desires, because men provide them with the provisioning, the safety, and the validation that they require. While men, that we don't really have those kind of needs when it comes to women. Yeah, it's nice. It'd be nice to get validation, but we're very used to being treated like crap and disposable, so... Essentially, men and women have different wants, needs, and desires when it comes to the opposite sex. Big shocker. This is easily explained by biology, of course. The male sex drive is not easily controlled. Yes, it is. That's nonsense. And so guys will put up with it. Well, that's true. Men will put up with things that are utterly intolerable if they think there is sex to be had in the bargain. Now, there is truth to that, unfortunately. Hence the number of simps in the world. One can only hope there's less and less of those as people like myself try to educate more men to get them to be more disciplined and have more self-control so they don't get used and abused by women. But it doesn't really seem to be happening. Well, it's happening to some extent because women are lonelier, right? But that's only because they continue to price themselves out of the market and their expectations, wants, these desires become ever more unrealistic. And that top tier of dude, becomes an ever smaller percentage of the population in regards to what women will accept. So, yeah. And this is truer in the 21st century than perhaps ever before. While the woman might be in control of the question whether there will be sex, the man is in control of the question of how far the relationship will go. Well, this has always been the case. Men control the relationships. Women control the sex. Simple. And it used to be the man had to give her the relationship before he would get the sex. But women decided that wasn't necessary. And men do not want relationship with women who wear rings in their noses. Those women might be worth a booty call or even friends with benefit status, but that's all they've got coming to them so long as that circle or horseshoe protrudes from the schnoz. Yeah. By the way, even if they get rid of that, they still got the tattoos in many cases. I guess you could get them lasered off, but that doesn't get rid of them completely. Nor does it get rid of the trauma that caused you to get those in the first place. And you could say, oh, well, maybe she got it just when she was young, and it wasn't because of any trauma, but just because she was, young and misguided. Well, there's trauma there now because she got them. And followed the effinist doctrine. Now this, for a disturbingly large percentage of the female population under, say, 35 years old, is not a problem. For many of these women, the nose ring is a signifier that they have no interest in a relationship with a man and that they only want men for sex. Great, because the men, the only men that they'll settle for, that's all they want. Those men only want women, for the most part, for S. And yeah, a lot of these guys at some point will settle down and have kids once they get older and have had their fun. But that's going to be much further down the road because it takes a man longer to accrue the value that allows him to be picky when it comes to women, that allows him to have abundance when it comes to women. So he's going to be single for a while because he's having fun, man. He spent 10, 15, 20 years growing his wealth, and now it's his turn to have some fun. And by the way, when he does settle down, he's going to do it with a woman that's probably in her 20s. Not with any of you old broads. You'll be able to sleep with him, though, until he decides to settle down. Sure. It might be tragic, and it's certainly less than optimal when your national birth rate is far below replacement and the percentage of children growing up in the two-parent households is alarmingly low. Well, the depopulation agenda is part of the problem, but don't worry. The powers that be are continuing to bring in low IQ morons to replace us white people who aren't so easily controlled because we're able to so readily produce wealth and resources. Meanwhile, these people are dependent upon the system, and eventually they'll replace us, right? But on the other hand, the depopulation agenda and the birth rate problem, it's only a problem for the people that are most successful and able to produce wealth in the first place, i.e. the people with high IQs. The dummies from south of the border, they'll keep reproducing, at least for now. But on the other hand, there's a certain symmetry here. They don't want a man, and they sure as hell aren't getting one. Well, there you go. Works out then, right, ladies? It's hilarious, though, to hear some of these girls insist that they're qualified for a guy 6 feet tall with a six-figure income and six-pack abs. Okay, so this guy at least knows about the sixes, so I don't know why he's acquainted with a woman that has the septum piercing to begin with. I hope there's more to the story. I'm guessing there is. Again, maybe they're work colleagues. I don't know. Good luck with those expectations. When guys of that profile hear you talk, they'll have one look at that septum ring, and then all they hear is moo. Yeah. If we have too much of this, we're going to have a whole country of people dying alone. Well, don't we already? Having never actually procreated the species. It's a whole different column that I don't want to write, which we'll talk about what steps will then be necessary to keep our society from dying out. It's not going to die out. We're just getting replaced. That's all. I mean, our culture will die out. Our culture will die out, though, for sure, which is a real possibility. By the way, that's why it's taught that everybody except Whitey is allowed to have a culture and a preference for their ethnicity, which is a real possibility. Did you know that there are some advanced countries, like South Korea, being an example where the birth rate is less than one-third of replacement? Yeah, I'm aware. South Korea is going to go the way of the dodo, as are all successful, economically viable, productive countries, both Eastern and Western. Ours isn't that bad, but it's too low and getting lower. It will be, trust me. This phenomenon isn't helping. No, it's not. Correct. Yes, I am fully aware that we have lots of problems with male performance in the dating marketplace as well. What do you mean? Oh, come on, man. Don't blame the men. Don't blame the menses. We created the world. We built the world. We made everything that is allowing the world, making the world move forward and continue to spin on its axis. So let's not take a shot at the men. I'll get around to doing a column on that too, provided I survive the fallout from this one. Dude, enough with the man blaming, okay? We're the only ones that are pulling our load, and women's as well. I don't want to hear any attacks on men. And I feel bad for Ashley because she's been taken in by a raft of propaganda that makes her believe that she's somehow empowered by presenting herself in a way that makes her less attractive than God made her. I'm not arrogant enough to think I'll be received as a white knight if I sat her down and tried to shake her out of her indoctrination that effinism has laid on her. And besides, it isn't my business, but it does piss me off. Yeah, men are to blame in some regards. They need to wake up and be more disciplined and have more willpower and walk away and stop being simps. And then women might wake up if they aren't getting men's provisions anymore. But I sort of kind of doubt it because they still are able to get provisioned by the state and steal men's resources. So until that stops, I don't think anything the man does or doesn't do is going to change anything. And by the way, men are taught to and incentivized to be and embrace the kind of simpish behavior they do that, to a certain extent, enables this. But I don't know that men changing and walking away en masse to the point where 99% of men weren't simps, I don't know that that would change anything. So the government would probably just up their efforts to steal more from men so that it could then give it to women. So really, let's be honest here, men are not the problem. Because the people foisting this on young women know something we've talked about here in this column and in the Spectacle podcast that Melissa McKenzie and I do, which is that single women vote Democrat by a factor of 2-1, and the people in charge of the cultural institutions with the power to push the dominant narratives know it. Of course. Of course. Who do you think owns all of those people and pays them? They're doing everything they can to make and keep women single or get them to get married, but they're ideology, their effinist indoctrination, makes that coupling impossible to maintain. So divorce is a foregone conclusion, and that also serves the powers that be because it impoverishes men further and makes them essentially even more dependent upon the system, as most of their resources are going to support that woman and that kid if she had one and give her alimony to boot. They don't mind polluting the public square with faces full of metal to get that result. Yeah. Keep them women from depending on a man. They got to stay the useful idiot tax chattel that they are. And in 5 years or 10, Ashley will wake up and realize the time she lost having bought into the hard lies. I don't know that she will. We got women out here 60, 65 years old, cat moms, dog moms. You know, wine box moms, pantry full of boxed wine, and cats, and litter boxes, that they're still blaming men and haven't taken accountability. So I think you're dreaming if you think that your friend, acquaintance, Ashley, is going to wake up and smell the coffee. I'm not that optimistic. I am too much of a realist. Hopefully by then the ring will be gone from her septum. Yeah, dream on, pal. The wound in her nose will have healed, and she'll be happy with a husband and children. Not going to happen. Sorry, pal. She's too far gone, and unfortunately, you're not red-pilled enough and awake enough to understand that and effectuate any real change, like most people out here in the so-called public square who were thinking that they're doing some good, but they're not. They're just addressing a symptom. The depopulation agenda is the big problem. Powers that be, i.e. the people that print the money, are the big problem. This stuff, it's just a divide and conquer tactic. Sow division, impoverish the people, make them ever more dependent on the government. By the way, that's yet another reason why Marxism, communism is making such a resurgence, and why it's rising up, especially here in the West, where it used to be anathema to embrace such beliefs. Impoverish everybody, make everybody more dependent on the government. And who controls our government officials? The people that print the money. Certainly not the voter. Does it look like the people in government are doing what their voter base want? No. Trump is not doing his job. You know? He's kicking out 750 illegals a day. 750. He's deporting 750 a day. What is that, a year? In 10 days, that's 7,500. 100 days, 75,000. So less than a quarter million a year. So in his four-year term, will he have even deported a million people? How many got in under Biden? 30 million plus the 50 million that were maybe here? If it wasn't 50 million then, it's more like 60, 70 now. Oh, but there's no great replacement or depopulation agenda, and that's the case. Why in the heck is anybody talking about ethnicism or any of this other stuff? Because it's a distraction. This is a way to distract you from the real problem. And until we address what's actually fueling these tools like ethnicism that are designed to distract and divide and conquer us, keep us conquered, nothing's ever going to change. But anyway, let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already. Give me a thumbs up. Hit that notification bell. Not that it'll make any difference, because YouTube has me so heavily algorithmically suppressed. Even if you're a follower and even if you hit the notification bell, you won't get a notification, as I have already heard. But do it anyway, and please consider supporting my GoFundMe to help me get into some more permanent housing. And on that note, I'm out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, also known as the MGTO, you know, philosopher. And I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.